Blog Talk Radio.
Cineblock's mission is to help mompreneurs worldwide do two things successfully: own profitable businesses while putting their families first. If you're a mompreneur in business already, or just contemplating if launching a business is your next step, the Managing Mompreneur Mayhem Show is made just for you. Host Cena Block is an ex-corporate success story of a self-made mom entrepreneur who started her business, SaneSpaces.com, while working part-time around her young kids' busy schedules. Known as the Mompreneur Mentor, Cena Block founded SaneSpaces.com to empower mompreneurs to leverage their talents into successful income-generating businesses in the time they wish to devote to working. Stop trying to do it all yourself. If you desire the freedom to work on your own terms, be fully present with your kids, avoid overwhelm, and make money while the kids are at school, SaneSpaces.com provides programs and the step-by-step guidance you need to make your work-at-home business a success. Struggling with a mompreneur challenge? Call in live on Tuesdays, 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific, and get personal coaching from Cena. 646-595-3163. And now, it's time for Managing Mompreneur Mayhem with your host, Cena Block.
Good afternoon, everyone, and welcome to Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. I am your host, Cena Block, and I'm happy to be here bringing you tips and ideas and helpful hints to try to get everything done in the time you have while you manage your business and your busy, busy lives and families. And I am excited that we are coming into the holiday season and things are shaping up. And our goal today is to talk about setting goals for your business for 2016. And so we are going to have a little bit of a short show today, but I want to first say hello to my friend and producer, Dori DiCarlo. Say hi, Dori.
Well, hi, everybody. Well, I'll just make a quick hello. Hey, Cena, I'm looking forward to the show. Got my pen ready.
Okay, good, great. So we've had a couple shows on goal setting before, and, you know, this is a great time of year to take stock in where you are, both from a professional place and from a business place. And I'm just going to go through some highlights and some tips, and also just want to invite people, if you're listening, and are really interested in more after this show, I want to invite you on over to SaneSpaces.com and consider maybe joining up to my program called the Planapalooza, which is my premier planning program for small business owners, and that launches in January. But right now we're having a really great special to get people in there. There's a great promo code, and if you want more support in planning, it's kind of a unique approach to planning because it provides a lot of structure for you in all kinds of areas of your business. So I want to make sure that, that you have the kind of support that you need, and there is more to come if this show doesn't fill in all the gaps for you. So why don't we get started with our content right away? And one of the things that I'm not sure if I've mentioned this on the air before, but I have a pretty wide background in planning. Before I launched my own business, I had a career in human resources and training and development. And I actually was the director of performance planning and performance management in my company. And by the time I left, we were about 28,000 people. So this is one of those things that has been a giant part of my background. And when I started to be in my own business, it's just one of those things that I realized, holy crow, you know, I think I could make a difference and help people in this area, because it seemed to me that tons of small business owners really weren't doing much planning at all. They kind of had duct tape and bubblegum businesses, and they went from thing to thing, just basically their year was made out of serving clients and fighting fires. And sometimes that works, especially in that early, early growth stage, but there comes a time when you want to be a little more secure with your financials and maybe with what you're doing with your time, And when you want to keep your business afloat, there are different levers that you're going to need to push to see what will come. So that's why I'm a big, big fan of planning, and I've seen it work for my own business, and I've seen it work for others. So sitting down and taking the time to plan is one of the things. And we say it as if everybody knows what to do, but one of the things that the place to start is not necessarily in the planning forward. The place that I always recommend that we start is in looking back. And here's why. If you don't know where you went wrong or where you spent your time and energy, you will not know where to go in the future. And so my first step with all my clients is to do basically an inventory or an assessment of everything that you've accomplished so far in the past year. And people oftentimes will roll their eyes about this piece, but the interesting thing is that once they get through the year in review, they are so thankful. They realize, most entrepreneurs, I don't know if this happens for you, Dori, but most of us focus on everything that we don't do. And we don't often take the time to focus on everything that we are able to accomplish. We just move on to the next thing because there's this endless to-do list. So this first segment of planning is looking back and doing a review. And the easiest way to do that is to look at first your major business goals. What did you attempt to accomplish over the past year? And I like to set it up almost in a table diagram where you have on the left column, you would have your major goals, your business goals. And then in the middle column, write down any obstacles that you encountered. And those obstacles could be anything. It could be time constraints. It could be systems that didn't work or maybe not having enough support. Or it could even be something way out of the box, like having a personal crisis or a health situation or an injury that took you off the grid for a while. And so it's really important in looking back to look at the obstacles that you ran up against. And then the third column, I would say, is the analysis column where you say, okay, moving forward to 2016, what would you like to do as a result? Are you going to stay with this goal? What changes are you going to make? So first start with your big business goals. And these are like the 10,000-foot level goals. These aren't like the teeny tiny ones. The next area that I would always recommend that you look at is how you did against your revenue expectations. And, you know, for so many business owners, it's always kind of a surprise how you're going to get to a revenue goal. And at the end of the year when you finish your account of business, you know, some people are very surprised at where they land. So what were your revenue goals going into the year? What were the obstacles that came up? And how are you going to move forward into 2016? Interestingly, the most important part of this column approach to goal review is going to be the obstacles, because I'm going to tell you that in examining your obstacles, you will find the keys to the kingdom in terms of your success. If you constantly see that one of the obstacles that you run up against is time, for instance, well, I didn't have time, and I didn't have time, and I didn't have time, then we know that that is a substructure that you probably need to remedy. Your time management, how you spend your time, where you spend your time, do you have enough help, can you delegate? So those are, the obstacles will be a really important part of the looking back. Other things you might want to review specifically are any big projects that you endeavored. Maybe you did a website review, or maybe you implemented a new cash flow system or some kind of communication system. Maybe you documented your business processes last year. So any big projects that you endeavored and how the obstacles came up for them and what's going to happen moving forward. The fourth area that I suggest that you uncover and take a look at is any client-focused initiatives. So did you do anything for your clients that was different? Did you have any projects that were specifically client-oriented? I know for me this past year, I created a bunch of client nurturing campaigns. And since some of the clients in my higher-end programs are with me for a long period of time, I created a bunch of nurturing campaigns where they would hear from me with a high-touch card or a little gift every few weeks or so. And that was something that, you know, I took on as part of my coaching practice and part of one of my pillars that I believe in as a mompreneur is self-care. So it was one just attempt to model that with my clients and also just to say thanks for being with me. The fifth area that I believe you need to really take a look at in terms of looking back is your networking work. How much did you accomplish with all of the networking that you do? And then, of course, fill out the other two columns. What obstacles did you come against, and how will you move forward? Here's the thing. A lot of women specifically, and mompreneurs especially, we love community, and we love collaborative groups. And I know for me, for the first several years in business, I spent an awful lot of time in networking activities. But when I looked back at the gain from that networking affiliation, there wasn't a lot. And networking has changed over the years. You know, I remember attending the annual Rotary Club luncheon with my dad when I was a young girl. And, you know, Rotary was a pretty standby networking association for small business owners and local business owners. Rotary's still around, you know, so are chambers of commerce and realtors associations, and many, many professions have their own associations. BNI is another very popular one. There's several of them that are, you know, women business owners, like Success and Savvy, Savvy Central. There's a whole bunch of different types. But I really encourage you to take a look back at how much time and effort and energy you spent in your networking capacity, and then take a look at the ROI. How many clients did you get? How many leads did you get? Did they fill your pipeline? How many speaking engagements did you get? How many products did you sell? All of that really is the purpose of networking. And I think so many of us get caught up with doing networking to do networking to build relationships. But this is one area that I believe I'm very gender biased about, because I see women do this much more often than men. Men will cut a networking engagement if it doesn't deliver much earlier than a woman will. So if you are caught in that feeling good place about networking but not really delivering results, then that's probably a tweak that we need to make in your own business model and in your approach. And you need to determine how to either network to convert, how to get more sales out of people. Maybe it's a hole in your sales pipeline. Or how to network in a way that actually doesn't suck your time dry but actually delivers on some of your business goals as well. So looking backward, those are five major areas I would recommend that you do. And take a look at your performance in retrospect. Another way to do it, if that kind of categorical approach doesn't really fit for you, is to do the standard business corporate model, which is to look back at your performance per quarter. And many companies will do this, especially if you are a sales-oriented company. They have lots of metrics and analytics that can help you with what you were able to deliver per quarter. But quarters are every 3 months, you know, January through March, April through June, July through September, and October through December. And if that makes more sense for you to take a look backward, because you kind of can look at your business and the activities associated with it, then I would recommend that you do it that way. And again, looking for results, obstacles, and your way forward into 2016, because that is a really healthy way to take a look backward. Then I recommend that you do another layer of review, and this is to look at your gross profit for 2015 or your year in review if you're listening to this at a later time. What were your total expenses, and then what was your net profit after your expenses? I would also try to identify your best-selling products and services last year. I would highlight your strongest 3 months in terms of sales, and then take a look back at activities that maybe drove those sales. So you know, I usually have a launch in January, and I have a different really high engagement period of time in April, and then I have a launch in September, and each time you can see a real boost in sales, because those are the areas where I attract more clients and honestly make more sales propositions to people. So I can take a look at the strongest 3 months, and I pretty much know when they're coming. So now with a little experience, you know, I know Planetpalooza is going to launch December, and it's going to be held in January. So I'm working on Planetpalooza in September, October, because by November, everything's got to be in place. So I know this about my business with a little experience. If you're brand new into business, you may not know this, but a good way to figure it out is to start trending based on what your experience has been last year, because everything tends to be related. Also, you know, a lot of moms in business have slow periods of time on purpose. They don't want to have a whole bunch of client work in the summer because, by the very definition, they want to kind of be more around when their kids are home from school. So that may very well be the case with you, that July and August are kind of real low income months because that's just how you've planned it and that's how you want it, because you're off the grid because you're with your kids. And if that's the case, then you've got to really make sure that you're producing at a high degree in, you know, the few months that precede those low months, and make sure that you're creating enough revenue to justify keeping your business open, pretty much. So after you look at your revenue, business expense, profit, and your best-selling products and services, your best 3 months, also take a look at your worst 3 months, and then see whether you have any learnings, obstacles, you know, things that come up as a result of slicing your business results in that way. Another thing that I always recommend you do is take a look backward at the key pillar areas of self-care. You know, what have you done with yourself this year? How have you focused on your health? Have you done any restorative activities regularly? Do you exercise? A lot of people do meditation or prayer or yoga or belong to a walking or a running club or dance or whatever. So all of those are areas of self-care and health that I recommend you look backward. So many of us, especially in the early launch stages and growth stages of our business, give all that up. And it's a critical component for a healthy life. And over time, if you give it up too much, your body will remind you that it's probably not a good idea to have no self-care. Another thing in terms of personal performance, you should probably take a look backward at what you did for self-development, learning, and education. I'm continuing to pursue my coaching certification, and so I've spent lots of time and invested in coaching programs and so forth. So those are all what I would consider to be for my own self-development, learning, and education. I also I invest in my own coaches in different areas of my business where I need help and support. So I put those expenses and activities and results under there. I also would encourage you to take a look at your family-focused goals. For instance, were you instituting any kind of like family meeting schedule or vacations, or did you have any special things planned for your family, or maybe you worked on a reunion? It's a very great thing to get a comprehensive look at your business and your life. And, you know, I can't stress it enough that we are doing these businesses so that we have the ability to be with our family when we want to be. And this is a perfect example today, Dori. Here I'm sitting in my parents' kitchen, having my show that's going out across the world, but I'm here to be with them and have some time with them. And if I didn't tell you, you wouldn't know, but I've built the business in a place that I can do these things and make sure that what's most important to me, which is my family, stays at the top of the list. So I really think it's important for you to take a look backward and really honor what it is that you're in business doing and have time with your family. And if that has been a missing piece, then it's time to get that substructure put back in place for you. And then last but not least, I would also take a look at your personal projects, if there were any personal projects in review. So once you have a pretty good idea of your year in review, you can move forward and start taking a look at how to set goals for the future. And this is where the Planapalooza can be very, very helpful. Again, if you're interested in more support in this area for your life and your business, I'm going to invite you over to sanespaces.com, and you'll see right on the home page there that there will be a slider banner for the Planapalooza, and you can click that and you can learn all about the program. But basically, it's a 2-day virtual business planning retreat that I run every year. This is my 4th year. I've done all the work for you to create templates to have you fill them out for yourself and for your business. And you can spend the 2 days with me. They're middle of the day times if you're in the U.S. and take a look backward, make an investment of time to look backward and then plan forward. And we cover everything in this program from, you know, this deep dive looking backward all the way through your editorial calendar, your marketing plan, your communication plan, client plan for next year, your systems. We take a look at your time management, the level of support that you need, and then also you will plan out your business goals by quarter and align with whatever timing you need, the support you need, and how to get things done for you and your business. So specifically, if you're struggling in this area, it's at this point with the early bird promo code up through Christmas Day, it is such a great investment of your time to get the stuff out and done and out of your head and down on paper is what I say. So we work through the goal planning, and specifically with goals, you know, you want to have your goals measurable. That's the whole thing. You know, you can say, oh, I want to lose 15 pounds, but if you put no measures against that goal, it's very easy to just walk away from it and forget about it. But the big thing with people who fail in the goal area is not that they don't have them. It's usually that they haven't thought them out enough to make them measurable so that they can shift their behavior and drive consistent behaviors around them. So that's the biggest gap for most people when it comes to goal planning and management. The other thing that I think when you identify your goals by quarter, you really need to also identify your boundaries by quarter. So, for instance, there are a lot of people in business for themselves who close their businesses during certain parts of the year, maybe around high holidays or the areas of time when you know you don't want to be in business. Maybe your business is pretty seasonal, and that is an indicator that you probably should take some time off and close the doors. It's not that difficult to do if you plan around it. So many of us get so wrapped up in, you know, being available and the opportunity for sales and the opportunity for being there that we forget that we are the ones in control of this. And we can say no at any time. So I always recommend not only that you set your quarterly goals, that they're very measurable in terms of how you're going to get them done, but also that you set boundaries around the time that you want to be working and the time that you want to be off. It's very easy as an entrepreneur to work all the time. And it takes oftentimes, you know, some failure to get the lesson that you need to take time off. And I always recommend baking that into your plan when you want to take time off. Okay. In addition, you have the big goals, but then the big thing is going to be, how do I get it all done? And that's where we talk about planning your tactics. So in the Planapalooza, we walk you through this in terms of what are your maintenance days for business? What are your development days? What are your admin days? When will you do your financials and balance your books? when are you going to do creative activities and write content? And then also, again, where will you make time for social, fun, self-care, health, enrichment, vacation, spiritual activities, family? Where is all that going to fit in? Because those are all pieces of the puzzle, and they are not separate. And if we approach them as separate, that's where we fail, because that can't be. I mean, my mom was an entrepreneur as a very young person. She had a private music studio, and her hours of operation were 3 p.m. to 5:30 p.m. She had lessons 4 to 5 days a week, and I would come home from school, and there'd be somebody in there getting a piano lesson. That was her operating time of business. That was her open hours, and that's when people would come. It was a great model, and it fit the need, and it, you know, she says, well, it paid for groceries and helps set the table. At the time, you know, many, many years ago, when a lot of people weren't running businesses out of their homes. So you need to do the same thing for your business. When are you open? What are your hours of operation? And when are you going to spend time doing all the other pieces? And when so many of us look at our revenue and we say, oh, my gosh, you know, I thought I made so much more money. And then we look at everything that is involved in creating a revenue stream in your own business. You are doing this to make a life work. And so sometimes you have to be a little more compassionate with yourself and a little more patient with yourself, especially in the early years. I couldn't believe it myself when I looked at my first year of business, and I swear to God, I was giving up every one of the things that was important to me. I even missed trick-or-treating for the first hour and a half with my kids that year because I was so focused on, you know, my business. I was giving everything up, and I looked back at the end of the year, settled my books, I made $12,000, and I had walked away from a six-figure career. Like, I could not even believe how awful that was to connect to how much work I actually worked for nothing. And so I just want to send the ripple out there that their planning is the key to you creating the revenue stream and the lifestyle that you are desiring. And if you're missing this step, come on into my Planapalooza. Water's warm. Program's ready for you, and it'll be, I would bet hundreds of dollars that it'll be the best investment you make in your business this year. Okay, I also have, we will spend time on goal setting in that program, but the other thing that I just want to make sure that people get on their calendar for 2016 is time for social media. Social media is not going away, peeps, and I can tell you that I have found clients and speaking gigs and podcasts and joint ventures and been asked to speak at conferences. I've reviewed products. I've been invited to be on panels, telesummits, all as a result of my action and activity in social media. The fact that social media is pervasive and out there, you need a strategy. And that's what will make it reasonable for you. So having a strategy of content, what are you going to put out there, and then also having the tactics of when and how you're going to put it out there are going to be important keys to your success and goals. Going out there and just, you know, doing whatever you can whenever you can is not necessarily a strategy. So taking the time to sit down and figure out which pipelines actually are the best ones for you, which ones have the highest level of engagement, where most of your click-throughs come from, will be very helpful for you to determine where your fish are. You know, and my coach always says, fish where the fish are. You know, you want to go after them where they're already located. And if social media seems like a giant waste of time to you, then think about it as a giant market research pipeline. Because it is so easy to find people by using hashtags, by using current trending events, by following things. You can find people in small groups gathered collectively around nearly every single thing you can imagine. You know, if your thing is acupuncture, your thing is healing, your thing is selling used cars, if your thing is crafting or quilting or being a coach or energy work or whatever it is, all you have to do is do some research in the social media stratosphere. You will be amazed at how many people you'll find who have like interests. It's one of the keys to meeting your goals is to have a communication and marketing strategy. Social media is not an answer, right? Facebook, your Facebook followers are not your newsletter list. They're not your list, but they are a portion, a spoke of your marketing wheel, and all the pieces need to work together. The other thing that you need to take a look at for your goals are your networking goals. And I'm hammering on this because I see this happen with a lot of my clients. They spend a lot of time with volunteer work, but the networking results are not being delivered for them. So make sure in your goal setting that you are also setting networking goals, client care and retention goals, and then specifically making sure that you have your business administration and maintenance tasks handled. With that said, if you need help, the Planapalooza is here for you. You come on over to sanespaces.com and you'll see the tile right on the front page to click into Planapalooza. And I would love to invite you to take advantage of the big $120 reduction in promo right now through Christmas Day. That's December 25th. So if you are interested, it will bring the price down to under $200 for a two-day program that will literally change your life next year. So with that said, Dori, we have a short show for our last one of the year.
Yes, we do. And it was filled with a lot of information. And I'm going to have to come back and listen to the archive because I was having some tech issues on the back end of things, and I've been going back and forth with the technical crew here.
Oh, my.
So, like I said, I'll have to listen to the archive. It was nothing. I mean, you're fine.
Okay, good.
It didn't affect the show. It's just we have different things that are disconnecting. So, you know, just trying to get all of that connected. So, you know, this is the wonderful thing, though, about being a mompreneur and the fact that you are with your family. I've just moved, you know, and it doesn't matter because our businesses come with us. You know, it's
yeah.
A wonderful thing. It really is.
It sure is.
So I want to say thanks to our sponsors.
Yeah.
I know you have to go, so I can do that if you want to sign off.
Okay, great. I just want to make sure everybody knows that Planapalooza is available to them. Come on over to sanespaces.com. And I have a free preview of the program, which is a webinar tomorrow night, Wednesday night. So if you're interested in that, just email me at cena@sanespaces.com. And I look forward to helping support you and your business anytime in the future. And thanks so much, Dori.
Oh, you are welcome. Merry Christmas, Sina.
You too.
Talk to you soon.
Okay, bye-bye.
For everybody, our sponsors today were Social Sage PR. Donna Cravata is a social visibility expert and the CEO of Social Sage PR, a boutique digital media agency and the home of the Total Social PR System. Social Sage PR has a unique social media strategy based on listening and engagement. Donna shares effective techniques to use social media, SEO, content, and PR to find the right conversations online, build relationships, and turn possibilities into business opportunities. Her system melds marketing strategy, planning, and social tools to be heard above the noise online and open doors quickly and easily, connect with the right people at a deeper, more meaningful level. Connections that lead to business. So go to socialsagepr.com. You can connect with her on Facebook, Twitter, everywhere across social media. Believe me, she's everywhere. And our other sponsor, I'm so excited that we have relaunched a new division of safety bags, LCStadiumBags.com, and they meet the see-through bag requirements for professional and college sports. We offer a three-year warranty because, yeah, they're that good. And we all know that cheap is expensive, so buy yourself a bag that'll stand up season after season. They're ergonomically designed, fabric reinforced with double-zippered compartments and extra padded straps, and they're constructed in the thickest materials available. The Clear Mini Backpack and Clear Mini Messenger Bag have features that are uniquely ours. For your fantasy football fans, there's a zippered outer sleeve that lets you bring your smart device with you and track your teams, and you can use those smart devices without taking them out of your bag. And ladies, we have an outer sleeve and an inside pocket. Plus, when you need to be discreet, you're in the clear with our inner sleeve that offers privacy inside a transparent bag. You can still order before Christmas, so go to stadiumbags.com and see why we're the clear choice for sports fans. And tomorrow on our show, we have Productive Play with Debbie and Alyssa. And then Thursday, Nicole Lester is going to be here for the last of our live shows for 2015 with Paraquilting. And she's got a wonderful mom-made business. And I hope that you will all tune in and join us. So we thank you so much for being here with us today for Managing Mompreneur Mayhem. And this is Dori DiCarlo saying, go out and create a marvelous you. Bye for now.